It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Joint Budget Committee on Thursday announced one of the cuts committee members were dreading the most, the spending cuts in K-12 education. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The lawmakers who shaped the state budget left the schools for last, but they said they could not avoid a cut of about $724 million, or 14%, to Colorado's state spending on K-12 education. Here's Senator Dominic Moreno.
We simply are incapable of balancing this budget without any changes to a department that represents 40% of the general fund.
Federal funding could replace some of the losses. The budget goes next to the state legislature, where lawmakers will debate whether and how to carry out the recommended reduction. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado high school students finished their high-pressure advanced placement exams this week. Some say the system would not allow them to submit their answers, and they're not alone. A class action lawsuit was filed this week in federal court against test administrator, the College Board. Denver social studies teacher Haley Braden says one of her students is frustrated she has to take the exam again.
That means she's taking the exam twice when there could have been a process in place to accept the response that she typed in the initial exam.
Unlike students who took the test last week, students taking the exam this week can email their responses if they have problems. Federal immigration officials have confirmed the first two cases of COVID-19 among inmates at an ICE detention facility in Aurora. That location joins a list of more than 50 ICE locations nationwide where immigrants have tested positive. Two ICE employees tested positive for the virus in March. The weekend begins with fire danger in western Colorado and the chance for thunderstorms around Denver. There are red flag warnings this afternoon for Grand Junction and Montrose. This is CPR News.